I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, Canadian John Graham, convicted of the 1975 murder of Annie Mae Aquash, will remain in South Dakota. And a federal trial began Monday in Anchorage for a class action lawsuit against the Alaska Office of Children's Services. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. In what the South Dakota Attorney General calls the end of a three-decade legal saga, courts have upheld the extradition of John Graham. Graham was convicted of the 1975 murder of Annie Mae Aquash. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's C.J. Keene has more. John Graham will remain in South Dakota state custody. A federal trial began Monday in Anchorage for a class action lawsuit against the Alaska Office of Children's Services, or OCS. The lawsuit is on behalf of all children in OCS custody, which includes Alaska Natives and American Indians. Marsha Lowry is an attorney and director of a national nonprofit advocating for foster care reforms. She says they're helping with the lawsuit because Alaska's foster system has some of the worst outcomes in the country. The complaint alleges OCS caseworkers have too many cases to be able to adequately serve families. It also alleges the agency has failed to place Alaska Native foster children in culturally appropriate placements, violating the Indian Child Welfare Act. OCS Director Kim Guay also took the stand. She said all OCS employees are working to make positive changes in the system and that the agency has taken steps to increase recruitment and improve training, and repeatedly said that OCS is only one piece of the child welfare system. Margaret Peyton Walsh is Assistant Attorney General for the state and defending OCS in the trial. She says running the foster care system in Alaska is challenging. The trial is expected to take 3 weeks. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.